Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, Mike. Good to talk to you again.
Good. We got an interesting poem this week. This is taken from JAMA 2014, issue 312. It starts on page 2234. It talks about computer tomography, specifically angiography of the coronary arteries. By background, this is an evolving technology. In fact, coronary computed tomography, angiography, and coronary magnetic resonance imaging are both evolving. And how we use them and what role they play is, to be determined still. Specifically in native coronary arteries, as well as evaluating coronary artery bypass grafts. Now, in patients who have no symptoms and no signs suggesting any sort of coronary artery disease, currently neither of these technologies are recommended as a screening tool. Non-invasive coronary angiography is reasonable for symptomatic patients who are at intermediate or higher risk for coronary artery disease, including patients who might have equivocal stress tests. But what about special subgroups of patients who have no clinical disease, but perhaps because of their underlying disease might be at higher risk? This particular poem that you've chosen looks at diabetic patients. It asks the question, does screening for asymptomatic coronary artery disease with computerized tomography and angiography improve outcomes for adults with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes? What did they find in this randomized controlled trial?
Yeah, this was a really interesting study, I think. This is, obviously an emerging technology. We've gotten much better with our imaging, the speed with which they can image and actually capture the coronary arteries and any blockages has gotten much better. So is that information useful? Does it improve outcomes, or is it just more information in people who are already being treated fairly aggressively? So what they did was they took adult diabetics. They had to be over 50 for men, 55 for women. They had type 1 or 2 diabetes, mostly type 2, and they had no current diagnosis of CAD. As far as they knew, they didn't have heart disease. They took 900 patients, and they randomized them to either screening for coronary disease with this coronary computed tomography angiography, CCTA, or no screening. And they divided the scans up into four category. So one group was those with severe stenosis greater than or equal to 70% in one major proximal or large coronary artery. He had the moderate stenosis group, 50 to 69% stenosis. Mild was 10 to 49%, and normal was less than 10%. If they had a severe stenosis, they were suggested that they undergo formal coronary angiography. If moderate, they were told to undergo stress cardiac imaging, and if that was abnormal, go on to angiography. Otherwise, no further imaging was recommended for those with mild or normal mild stenosis or normal coronary arteries. So they ended up giving cardiac risk factor management to everyone from their primary care physician, and if they found clinically significant disease, surgery, or stenting, based on the angiography results. And they followed these folks for about 4 years, and then they looked at the outcomes in a blinded fashion, which is important. The people looking at the overall outcomes didn't know which group the patients were in and didn't know what the original imaging results were, which is also important. They looked at it two different ways. They looked at it intention to treat, which was kind of as they were originally randomized, and then per protocol in terms of people who actually followed the recommended protocol. And in both cases, they found no significant difference between groups in terms of all-cause mortality, non-fatal MI, unstable angina, or the combination of all three of those. Those who had the screening CCTA were more likely to be using a statin at 1 year, but only about half had achieved the risk factor reduction targets, the cholesterol targets that they had set a year later. And as we noted, there weren't any differences in clinical outcomes after 4 years. So they found in this equally powered study that CCTA did not lead to any important improvement in outcomes any more than standard of care. And there have been some previous studies. They've looked at electron beam tomography and carotid intima media thickness and stress imaging, and those also didn't improve any outcomes.
Where are we left with this?
And well, you know, I would suspect that many of these patients, and it's true, not to suspect, it was the case, you know, these patients who are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes were already getting fairly intensive risk factor modification. And, you know, the moving the needle even in a group this large by adding on that CCTA just didn't seem to have any, you know, large net benefit. You know, we get these really pretty pictures and nice imaging, and it's tempting to think that more information is always going to be good, or it's often going to be good, or it's, you know, going to help us do better things. But often the number of people that get actually treated who wouldn't have been treated and then who benefit from that treatment is quite small.
And do we know anything about cost, Mark? I assume that these are somewhere north of $1,000 each, these tests.
Yeah, I mean, the cost is going to vary like for any of these, where you are and, you know, which hospital you're at, and it's amazing how much these can vary. But yeah, it's not a cheap test. There's also a test of the additional, you know, angiographies and things like that that occur. So if we were to take that approach, you'd be spending a lot of money, but really no evidence of benefit.
So my last comment is extremely picky, and it goes back to my days as an editor, but I'm wondering why we call this coronary computed tomography angiography. It would seem to me, in English language, it would be coronary computed tomographic angiography.
I'm really upset with that myself.
Yeah, it does.
Mike, thank God you're there keeping an eye on those things for us.
Mark, we'll talk with you next week.
All right, see you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.